Okay, good morning everyone. Continuing Hilchos Pasul Mecholov, discussing Chanan, Bishar Asurim, Chanan, Bebas Mecholov. Chanan, Bishar Asurim is Asur Min HaTorah or Asur Min Deraisa. I'm going to look at the Ramah first in Tzadi Beis, Sif Dalid, and how the Ramah contrasts. Chanan by Shar Surim first, and then by Bas V'Cholov, and particularly with Miktas Teicha Roitev and Lach Balach, and then we're going to look at the Shach and the Prima Gadim and Rabbi Kiva Eger regarding is Chanan Min HaTorah or Min Deraisa. So let us begin with the Ramah. Let's just read through the Ramah. In Tzadi Beis, if valid. And the Ramah, I can't pull up the Ramah right now. I have it here. I have it. So the Ramah says, "V'yeshu amid b'chol asurim katicha nasa d'vela." The Ramah argues on the Mechaber. I saw this machlokes Rabbeinu Tam and Rabbeinu Ephraim. The Mechaber passes like Rabbeinu Ephraim. You don't say Chanan by Shar Asurim. The Ramah passes like Rabbeinu Tam. He passes that it's asur. V'yeshu amid the amrinim b'chol asurim katicha nasa d'vela. V'chein amin gapashut v'chein ashanus v'tafkiim ha'iser davuk b'chatichas heter. Oh, shehachaticha kula chutz the roitev, avanafalaha iser. Then we say chanan. We can assume that the chaticha became contaminated, and it didn't share the contamination with the rest of the chatichas. Aval im miktas achaticha toicha roitev, ein ha iser. Oh, ein ha iser davuk bo. Lo amrin chaticha nas nevela. If it's miktas toicha roitev. Rashi's Akimta of the Mishnah in Kuf Ches Umitzdarav Kol Kadei Levatol Iser. That's if it's mixed up Toicha Roitev. We don't say that the Iser got isolated in the Chaticha. Mikol Makom Yesh LaHachmir Leasar Osa Chaticha. Okay, V'Chol Zeh B'Shar Isurim Aval B'Basa V'Cholov Afal Pishen Iser Davuk. So for Bas V'Cholov, the Ramah is machmer to say that even though it's not completely the chaticha that is getting contaminated, the piece of meat that's getting contaminated is not lying on top of the roitev, but it's partially in the roitev. The Ramah holds by Bas V'Cholov that we will look. We will say that the chaticha becomes contaminated. The incoming cholov that's falling onto this piece of meat is not going to be shared. The contamination is not going to be shared by the rest of the pot. And he's machmer by Shar Asurim. He's mekel to look at right. If it's he's looking. He's going like Rashi that even though it's partially in the roitev. It's ki'ilu, at least halachically, it's outside of the rotev. And the chaticha becomes contaminated. We say chanan on the chaticha. And then the chaticha, if it would go back, it would, whatever, you put the lid on, you stir it up, you need shishim connect with the chaticha. That's by Basar Cholov. So he's makra by Basar Cholov. Yesha amin dolo amrin chaticha nasa nevela im nis arav iser lach beheter lach. He's going back to Shar Asurim. That we don't say chaticha nasa nevela by shar isurim by lach balach. Ve'acher kach nisar v'kol beheter acher ein tzrichin rak shishim neged iser shenafel. Right, the nafkamina is if you don't say chanan is in the second nefila. You only need shishim keneged the contamination that fell on the piece of meat. You don't need shishim connected the whole piece of meat. By Lach Balach. V'yeshli smoichol zeh b'shari surim, etzor chepsit gadol, avolo b'basav acholov. Basav acholov, we're not going to say, we're not going to be makel by Lach Balach, and we will see why. Why is it that by basav acholov we're not going to be makel? Avolo b'basav acholov, im nis'arav, yavish b'yavish, lo amin b'shum iser chaticha nas nevelo. We mentioned this a little bit yesterday. Okay, so now let us take a look at Shach Tes Vav. I'm having interesting. Shach Tes Vav is going to tell us that the Ramaz Machmer by Bas V'Cholov, by Lach Balach, not because of Chumrah. Right, it's not b'toras chumrah. Rather, it's a gemara mefureshes. Right, it's a gemara mefureshes on kuf ches. Right, and the gemara is, okay, I can't get my shach. I do have the gemara. The gemara on kuf ches, Hamad Aleph at the bottom there, Rav. Rav, Efshel Soich to Aser, V'ha'itmar, K'zayis Basar Shenafel L'Soich Yoyre Shal Cholov, Amar Rav, Basar Aser Cholov Mutter. So the point is that we say Basar V'Cholov, right? A meatball falls into milk. And a meatball falls into milk, and we say the meatball is Aser. We're not going to get into why the milk is mutter, but the meatball is aser. Right? We say basa v'cholov. Right? This is really the first halacha in Siman Tzadi Beis. So, where do you see that lach? How is this a raya? Why does the shach bring this as a raya that by basa v'cholov you say lach v'lach, and you say chanan by lach v'lach? Where do you see that from this gemara? Right, the basar is yavesh, and the yore is the yore shalcholov. We're dealing with milk, with lach. So we're dealing with cooking. So, right, when you're dealing with cooking, that's lach v'lach. So the meat, because we're dealing with heat, got some lettuce. So then we're dealing with lach v'lach situation. So it's min hadin. And the shach points that out. It's not mitoich a chumra. It's not a chumra. Of basav, it's not b'toich a chumer that we're saying by lach malach. We say chanan. It's min hadin. That is basav cholov, right? That is how basav cholov works, even by lach malach. By shara surim, we're mekel, and the question is why are we mekel? Okay, so now let us look at shach yud beis regarding. Let's look at Shach Yud Beis regarding whether or not Chanan by Shara Surim is Deraisa or Derabanan. The Shach says that Chanan by Shara Surim is Derabanan, and he brings Rishonim that say so, and And let's look at the Sifsei Das on this Shach. Sifsei Das Yud Beis. It's going to take a second. Okay, I can't pull it up, but I'll just say. So the Sifsei Das. Says on the Ramah that that's how we paskin that Kanan by Shara Surim is only Durabanan, and there are those who argue, and the Sifsei Das brings up the point that there is a difference I'm not going to go into completely, but just mention this briefly. There is a difference between Chanan and Tam Ki Iker, in that Chanan is not Tam based. It may be it's Tam based to start it off, but Tam Ki Iker is Tam based. Once you lose your Tam, you lose the Chumrah of Tam Ki Iker. You lose the hetter kula in this habit the iser. So there seems to be an important distinction between tam ki iker and chanan, is that tam ki iker is tam based, and once you lose your tam, you lose the chumrah of tam ki iker. So the Ramah distinguishes, we saw when we first read the Ramah today, we saw that he distinguishes between basav acholav and shari surim, particularly by Lach Malach, and by Miktsas Toicha Roitiv. Miktsas Toicha Roitiv and Lach Malach. He was Mekel by Shara Surim, but Bawasa Vacholov, he said Chanan. And it seems from the Prima Gadim, that's how the Prima Gadim knows that the Ramah paskins that Chanan by Shara Surim, according to the Ramah, is only the Rabbanan. If the Ramah held that Chanan by Shara Surim was the Raisa, so then, just like he was machmir by Miktas Toicha Roitev to go like Rashi, and he was machmir by Lach Balach by Bas Vacholov, which is Deraisa, if he held Shara Surim was Deraisa, Chanan was Deraisa, he would say those same chumras. I think that's what the Prima Gadim is saying, that the Ramah paskins that Chanan by Shara Surim is Derabanan. If he held it was Deraisa, he would have been machmir by Lach Balach and Miktas Toicha Roitev like he was by Bas Vacholov. Now, let's look at the Rabbi Kiva Eger on the Shach, right? Rabbi Kiva Eger Ches. The Shach said, Chanan by Shara Surim is the Rabbanon. And Rabbi Kiva Eger points out that it's Mashma, right? It's Mashma from the Tosos on Kuf Amad Beis in Chulin, that Rabbeinu Tam holds that Chanan by Shara Surim is Deraisa, right? The Rebbe Kiva Eger has a bomb kasha on everyone who's saying that Chanan by Shara Surim is only Derabanan. It's Mashma Tosos holds it's Deraisa. And very simply, before we get into the details of the Kli Midyon, very simply, it's easy to see that Rabbeinu Tam holds that Chanan by Shara Surim is Deraisa, because the whole sugya of Heksher Kli Midyan, the kosherizing the kalim that Bnei Israel got from the Kli Midyan, which is this week's Parsha, by the way, Parsha's Matos, that whole sugya is, by definition, is only addressing Torah prohibitions. There were no derabbanans back then. So it's we're dealing with Bnei Yoman Kalim, and we're only dealing with Dini Deraisa. And the Rabbeinu, Tosus brings a kasha on Rabbeinu Tam by Yorah Gadol, the biggest pot, right? The biggest pot that they got from the Kli Midyan that they wanted a kasher. That the Yorah Gadol is a support for Rabbeinu Ephraim, and it's a kasha on Rabbeinu Tam. So right there, and Rabbeinu Tam is not able to get out of it easily. And right there, we see that Tosos holds that Rabbeinu Tam's opinion is that regarding Chanan by Shara Surim is in the realm of Min HaTorah. Otherwise, if Rabbeinu Tam held that Chanan by Shara Surim is Derabanan, so then Yorah Gadol wouldn't be a kasha on Rabbeinu Tam, because we're only Kli Midyan, by definition, is only addressing Dini Torah. There were no Dini Derabanan yet. So I think it's worthwhile to think a little bit more about this, the case of the Yorah Gadol in the Heksher Kli Midyan on Kuf Ahmed base in Poland, the Tosos there, the Hemshech of the Tosos. It's good for what we're learning, and it's a classic case that is important to understand for Basim Khalaf, Tyroidus. So I'm just getting that Gemara right now. Getting that DAF open. So this is the Tosfos that presents the Machlokes Rabbeinu Tam and Rabbeinu Ephraim by Chanan Bashar Asurim. So I think it's on page 5 in the packet. It's Kuf Amud Beis. It's really the very last part of the Tosfos, Mishikodom. It's at the end of the Tosfos. So I'm jumping in at the end. Ulefi Perish Rabbeinu Ephraim Vaday Nicho Mashat Siva Hakosov Lahagil Klimidyan. According to the Rabbeinu Ephraim's opinion, it's Nicho that the Pasek Parshas Matos commanded us to Kasher the Klimidyan. The Hashta Yorah Gadol She Efshar Lahagil Botoy Kli Acher Heichem Mishtaria. Right? So it's a raya for Rabbeinu Ephraim, this Yorah Gadol. So the Yorah Gadol, usually when you do Hagala, you get a big pot, and you get a big pot, and you heat up water, you boil water in it, you got a rolling boil, and the kalim that you want to kasher, you put into it, right? And the bleos come out of the water. Sorry, the bleos come out of the kli that you want to kasher. Like your spoon, you want to kasher a spoon. You throw a spoon into a big pot of boiling water. So the bleos of Issa that are in the spoon go into the water, and if you have shishim, they get bottled. So the way we kasher today is we make sure that our kelim ain't a ben yom, and then you don't have any problems. You don't need shishim, right? You don't need shishim. It's the blia goes out, the noisin time lefgam goes out, and it comes back in. It's chilas bliyas lefgam, and that's okay. You don't need shishim. That's what we usually do, but you don't have to. If you have shishim, you could kasher b'nei yom on keli. Right. In other words, if your mother kli, the kli that is holding the boiling water, has shishim connected your spoon, then even if the spoon is the ben yomo keli, then whatever comes out of the spoon is going to be batel b'shishim. Right. So you can kasher ben yomo keli as long as you have shishim connected whatever you're kashering. Not so the Yorah Gadol. The Yorah Gadol is the biggest kli around, and therefore it can't be put into another kli. You need, the only way you can kasher it is by boiling water up in it. And that poses a problem for Rabbeinu Tam. Because when you boil the water up in the kli, the Yorah Gadol, to kasher it, so the contents, the water of the Yorah Gadol does not represent 60 connected the walls of the Yorah Gadol, and therefore the blios of Isser, the ben yomo blios, right? We're not dealing with any ben yomo because there's no any ben yomo is not aser min atayr. We're dealing with ben yomo, so the ben yomo blios of Isser from the kli midyan come out of the Yorah Gadol and they go into the water. They're not batel b'shishim. Rabbeinu Tam says that Chanan on the water, right? The water becomes Aser. And then the water reinfects the Keli. And really, you're worse than you started off with because you've really reset your 24-hour clock. In other words, you have to wait another 24 hours from this cooking, from your attempt to kash the Keli, you really reset the 24-hour clock. And you have to wait 24 hours from the kashering time to make it any ben yomo. So, according to Rabbeinu Tam, since he says Chanan by Shara Surim, Duraisa, when you boil up water in the Yorah Gadol, the Bleos of Isser come out into the water. They're not batel, because you do not have shishim in the water. And they you say Chanan on the water, right? You see Chetikas Nas Nevela on the water. It bothered me a little bit that we don't say right. So this according to Rabbeinu, right? So this would be I would think this is lach v'lach. So I guess Rabbeinu Tam holds that since we're dealing with the rice, we're machmer on the lach v'lach. Okay, so yeah, this is lach v'lach. Rabbeinu Tam is machmer. He holds it's the rice. So that's a problem for Rabbeinu Tam. If Rabbeinu Tam held that. If Rabbeinu Tam held that Chanan Bashar Asum is only the Rabbanan, he wouldn't have this problem. So let's read the Tosfos a little bit more. Right, the Hashda Yor Gadol Sheyef Shalahagi B'Soy Kli Acher Heikim Mishtaria. How could Rabbeinu Tam matter that Kli through Hagala? Hai Ein B'Mayim Samach Levatol HaIsser. The Yor Gadol, the water of the Yor Gadol doesn't have Samach the Mavatol, the Isser that's coming out of the walls of the Kli. V'yachzer u'magila b'shnia, and if you want to like do hagala a couple of times, and you'll say that with each hagala, with each boiling of the water in the Yor Gadol, what is happening is that the bleas are going into the water, and the bleas are going into the water. We're not saying Chanan. And then they go back into the water because they're not batel b'shishim. We'll assume with each boiling of the water, when you don't say Chanan, not everything. Some will remain. Some of the bleas will remain in the water, and eventually, you will have shishim. Eventually, what's going back into the walls of the keli is not going to be the amount of Isser that was originally coming out of the walls of the Kehli. In other words, after boiling the water in the Kli a couple of times, you will have Shishim in the water, connected what's coming out of the Kli, because we're going to say that not everything is returning into the walls of the Kli. Now, if you want to do that with Rabbeinu Tam, who holds Chanan, right? What we just said was working when you don't say Chanan, that you boil the water. Like according to Rabbeinu Ephraim, the bleos come out into the water. They're not baltav shishim, but you don't say Chanan. And then some of the bleos will go back into the walls of the clay, and some of them won't. And then you would do that again until you could say what's going from the walls of the clay into the water, into the boiling water, has shishim. If you hold Chanan, you can't do that. V'haloy ha-mayim, says Tosfos. V'haloy ha-mayim ha-rishonim nasun nevela v'choyuzim v'oysrim. If you say Chanan, so then when you did your first Hagala on the Yor Gadol, the bleos came into the water. They weren't batel b'shishim. The whole water was nasas nevela, and it reinfected the pot. So you never really have a dilution, right? You never really have a dilution, and this could go on. I mean, so this kind of you see here the difference between Tam Ki'ikar and Chanan. This the Chayra halachically. This reinfection, as long as you're doing you're boiling the water within 24 hours of the last boiling, you're reinfecting the pot with Chanan, and it could just go on, even though your tam dissipates. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, once you do the first Hagala, you reinfect the Kehli, and you don't benefit anything by doing Hagala. You actually make it worse because you're resetting the ace clock. You'd have to wait 24 hours from the time of the Hagala before you get out of the Ben Yomo. Zak continues Tosos v'i lo misharinen ela b'iser atzmo nicha. Dezeh ein lomar kishein bas yomo. Magilin oisa, the high low astra toira ala kedera basioma. So we're only dealing with a isiri toira, right? The Yor Gadol is a ben yomo keli. Otherwise, we're not dealing with isiri toira. Ve'e raya gemura mekan, and this is not a raya gemura for Rabbeinu Ephraim against Rabbeinu Tam. The ika the meimar, the low amra toira lahagil ella kelim katanim besoich. Shehiyeh b'mayim shishim kedei levatal la'iser. So Rabbeinu Tam gets out of it by saying, when the Torah is telling us to kasha the b'nei yoman kelim of Midyan, it didn't mean the Yorah Gadol. Right? It didn't mean the Yorah Gadol. It meant smaller kelim, and smaller kelim would not be a problem of kashering, because you could take a Jewish kli, right? You could take a Jewish kli that will provide you with shishim keneged the kelim ketanim that you want to kasher, and you put the kelim ketanim in the bigger Jewish kli that has shishim keneged the kelim ketanim, and you're good, right? The bli goes into the water, and it's batel b'shishim. So that's how Rabbeinu Tam gets out of the problem that Rabbeinu Tam could not kasher the Yorah Gadol. The Torah wasn't commanding us to kasher all the kli midyan. It was only commanding us to kasher the smaller kelim. The smaller kelim, you could it's not a problem to kasher. You could get a bigger kli to have shishim connected to the smaller kli. The Lamar Torah lahagil ela kli katanim. Because of Rabbeinu Yehuda, the near the Ri, the Hachmir Bedavar, Kevid Ein Raya Brura. So it's not, we should be machmir to hold like Rabbeinu Tam, that Yisei Chanan Bashar Surim, the Raisa, because this cash of Kli Midyan, the Yor Gadol on Rabbeinu Tam is not. It's not a raya brura, and we said before it's not a raya gemura. So we have a right to follow Rabbeinu Tam. So that's Rabbi Kiva Eger's kasha on the shach, and the others who hold that Chanan by Shara Surim is only the Rabbanan. Rabbeinu Tam, according to Tosfos, holds that it's the Raisa. Otherwise, there would be no kasha from Kli Midyan. Kli Midyan is only dealing with derisas. So, a very geshmak sugya talking about Chanan and Shara Surim, contrasting it with Basi V'Cholov. We saw that the Ramah is machmer by Basi V'Cholov, not by Torah's Chumra, but min hadin, by Lach Balach. Maybe he's being machmer by Torah's Chumra to be machmer like Rashi, that Miktsas Teicha Roitev. You do say Chanan, and we saw the Prima Gadim that showed us that the Ramah is passing that Chanan Bashar Surim is only the Rabbanan, because if he held it as the Raisa, he would be machmer on the Lach Balach and the Miktas Teicha Roitev, just like he is by Basil Cholov. Okay, so we'll hold it there, and Mr. Shem will continue tomorrow. Any questions? Okay, great. So have a great day, and we'll continue tomorrow, Mr. Shem.